raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis. Because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton CSD votes to keep firefighter engineers as grant money expires. Firestone Walker announces lineup for 2026 Beer Festival. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early today, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Templeton CSD voted to ensure its full-time 24/7 firefighter staff continues. The CSD's current model allows for a full-time captain, full-time engineer, and part-time reserve firefighter each shift 24 hours a day, made possible by the SAFER grant from FEMA. The CSD knew the grant would expire in February 2026 and reapplied in 2025 for the grant. However, they learned in December 2025 that the grant would not be renewed, creating the need to address current funding and staffing for Templeton Fire. Reverting back to the previous model would keep reserve firefighters, but substantially increase the burden on captains during each shift by reducing the number of engineers. The CSD board voted to maintain two full-time engineers by downsizing the reserve firefighter program, resulting in a deficit of about $47,000 for the next year. The board acknowledged that this is a short-term solution. Here's Board Director Deborah Logan on that.
But this is only a short-term solution. We've got a longer-term problem, in my opinion. And I think we've got to look at possibly, what do we do with the fire department? How do we fund it? And how do we staff it appropriately? At some point, we've got to have a deeper discussion this board about what to do longer term? Is it that we look at, you know, how we do this distribution of the property taxes? Does park and rec become more of a parent-sponsored programs instead of the district sponsoring those programs?
Firestone Walker announces lineup for 2026 Beer Festival. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The 2026 Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Festival will return Saturday, May 30th, featuring an all-star cast of 65 breweries from around the world, alongside live music and food offerings. Tickets for the festival will go on sale February 4th at 10 a.m., which can be purchased at firestonewalker.com. Yesterday, Firestone Walker announced the brewery lineup for the festival, which includes Hill Farmstead from Vermont, Bock Font from Belgium, Sir Hopper from Argentina, and more. Confirmed breweries attending can be found on the event's website. The festival's block party will be held May 29th, followed by the festival at the Paso Robles Event Center May 30th, then a brunch at Firestone Walker Tap Room May 31st. A closure of South River Road is scheduled for Wednesday, January 28th. The closure will be in place from Navajo to Creston Road, starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 4 p.m. Detours can be made along Niblick, Nickerson Drive, and Creston Road. The associated project, according to the release from the City of Paso Robles, is PG&E's Estrella Highline. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, after receiving the highest honor in the 2026 Rose Parade, is now looking forward to its 2027 entry. Cal Poly universities are now accepting design ideas for its entry, providing the basis for the final 2027 design. There is no limit to the number of entries an individual can submit, according to the release, and the deadline for submissions is Thursday, February 5th. In addition to serving as the basis for the design, the winner will also receive a choice of $500 or a pair of tickets to the 2027 Rose Parade. The theme for the 2027 parade is Welcome, announced January 15th. The theme is Celebrate the Simple Joy of Belonging, according to the Tournament of Ropes Association President Terry Madigan, is the warmth of family. Whether related or chosen, the good of friends, the love of good friends, and welcoming embrace of community, she says. Submissions can be emailed to rosefloat.cpp.edu with the subject line of 2027 Concept. In sports, for the NFL Conference Championships, KPRL have the Patriots and Broncos game on Sunday at 11, then the Rams and Seahawks at 3:30. In the NBA, yesterday, the Raptors beat the Kings 122-109, the Thunder over the Bucks 122-102, the Hawks over the Grizzlies 124-122, the Pistons beat the Pelicans 112-104. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Bulls will face the Timberwolves, and the Heat will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, an immigration enforcement officer was injured in Compton yesterday during a detainment operation. Officers were attempted to detain William Eduardo Morin Cabrillo of El Salvador, who is involved in a human smuggling operation. Eduardo attempted to evade arrest in his vehicle, ramming a law enforcement officer. The officer fired defensive shots, and Eduardo was not hit, attempting to flee on foot before being apprehended. California has surpassed the goal set by former Governor Jerry Brown of having more than 1.5 million no-emission electric vehicles on the road by 2025. Governor Newsom announced the state has over 2.5 million new zero-emission vehicle sales, with their sale having grown over 300% since 2019. Newsom also touched that there has been a significant decline in public health benefit theft from the state's welfare benefits programs. 2 years ago, about $20 million were reported stolen from the welfare recipient accounts. That number is down to about $4 million. Critics, however, say this may not be entirely accurate, as this figure is only based on state reimbursements and cannot count unreported theft or incomplete reports. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Maria Ziba, Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Pork Producers Council, says California's Proposition 12 has created a patchwork of policy that the organization is working to fix. She adds that NPPC is hopeful that the next Farm Bill can help address and alleviate those challenges for pork producers.
It creates a marketplace of uncertainty and chaos for producers who don't know exactly who they're going to be producing for and whether they need to be compliant with a California law or another state requirement.
Ziba explains that by addressing Proposition 12 within the Farm Bill rather than as a standalone measure, the goal is to eliminate the policy and return to a more consistent system that removes uncertainty for producers.
The way that the chairman, G.T. Thompson, from the House Ag Committee passed out of committee a couple of years ago and was something that moved to eliminate California Prop 12 and go back to a system without Prop 12. Language that was included in the Farm Bill that went out of committee a couple of years ago in the previous Congress looked to address that uncertainty and looked at ensuring that we didn't have this patchwork that could be created in the future and prevented the ability for non-science-based housing standards to be established in the future.
NPPC's Maria Ziba.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-4444. 5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Rising input costs and low prices have left U.S. alfalfa growers struggling. Since 2023, most farmers have grown the crop at a loss, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The organization pointed out that despite alfalfa's status as the fourth most valuable field crop in the nation, generating more than $8 billion in farm gate value last year, it is not included in the most recent farm safety net programs, such as the Trump administration's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which was created to soften economic losses for farmers impacted by international trade policies. AFBF economist Daniel Mulch said these trade conflicts, especially with China, were partly to blame for low alfalfa prices, as U.S. growers have seen a reduction in export markets. As of the most recent census of agriculture in 2022, California led the nation in alfalfa production. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic hazard on Nacimiento Lake Drive, just about 1 mile south of Chimney Rock Road. Again, there is a traffic hazard on Nacimiento Lake Drive, just south of Chimney Rock Road. CHP reports that the hazard is a vehicle stopped in the middle of the roadway, and both parties were passed out inside the vehicle. This was first reported at about 6:07 this morning, and the vehicle is now off the roadway. CHP has several units at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy skies early today, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Some showers this morning as well. Highs in the mid-60s. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday through Wednesday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy with some showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open firmly higher, helped by President Trump's decision not to impose new tariffs on Europe because of what he's calling a framework of a future deal on Greenland. Also, there are encouraging economic reports. The gross domestic product rose at a 4.4% pace in the third quarter, the fastest in 2 years. And new claims for unemployment benefits came in at just 200,000 last week, a sign layoffs remain subdued. Procter & Gamble shares are up 2%. It is citing higher costs for restructuring, though it's confident of improving earnings in coming months. McCormick, the spice company, reported higher sales, but its outlook for the year is mixed. McCormick says it's facing higher costs from tariffs, and the stock's down 6%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location since 1968. They're located at 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Thursday edition.
Step right in. Come on in.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Eric's in for Karen this afternoon. Sound off 12:30 till 2. Randall Jordan and Jennifer Greninger will be talking about, many of the issues going on in the county as they continue to go on in the county. All right, a little something here. I got it. Thank you for sending it in on the witness for the prosecution. Marlena Dietrich, actress, movie, witness for the prosecution. What did she say? Everything is ducky. It should have been, I'm assuming, why. Anyway, I don't, it won't play. But anyway, thanks for sending it in. Okay, what else did we have here? Okay. All right, so the people in the names of the people who organized the protest at the city's church in Minneapolis, St. Paul area on Sunday have been revealed, and they've been identified as the co-organizers of demonstration, which has been widely condemned. Okay, so they know the crime, U.S. Code 248, prohibited activities, whoever. By force or threat or force of, by physical obstruction, intentionally injuries, intimidates or interferes with or attempts to injure, intimidate or interfere with any person lawfully exercising or seeking to exercise the First Amendment right of freedom of religious freedom at a place of religious worship. It says here also, willing to bet, just like Governors Walz, Mayor Fry, and the Clintons, nothing will ever happen to them. It seems like all the DOG does anymore is investigate. Yeah, they do that, and people will stand up and say this needs to be investigated and so forth, and we never hear what the results exactly are. So, again, maybe you have some thoughts regarding this, but what's interesting is the culture in America, the assassination culture is what it's being called, is on the rise, especially among women. A new survey shows 67% of left-leaning respondents see political violence as justified, compared to 54% on the right. Research also in the surveys found that high usage of social media and growing pessimism about the country's future may be eroding basic civility. Okay, that's not a surprise. But this alarming bloodshed call is higher among women. Now, this has been studied for a long time, but particularly after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and they have found that people are just, I guess, more willing, maybe not them, but somebody else. So I guess, not to make a joke of it, but we're kind of literally losing our minds. People are spending way too much time on social media. They believe the United States is an evil empire, and they are more willing to agree that something violent needs to be done. I guess these people haven't participated much in taking history lessons. You know, we've seen, even if you go back to this Mangione, the accused, he was accused of assassinating that healthcare guy. And there are people that were cheering him when, not because he was arrested, when he was arrested. You remember, you've seen the videos. Okay, so, and so they look into intolerance. Their so-called tolerance is for violence, but they do not intend to commit it. They're okay with somebody else doing this. Now, according to this survey, 67% of left-of-center respondents saw murder as justified compared to the 54% on the right. Then a year ago, left-of-center support was 56%. Women overall were about 15% more likely to support assassination culture. 14 for Trump and 21 for, 14.8 for Trump. So they'd be okay with that. So the support, though, overall for assassination culture is on the ride of both sides of the political spectrum and across both genders. But it was found more pronounced on the left. And again, among women of any ideology. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, older respondents across the board were less likely to condone political assassination. The group least likely to approve of political assassinations is conservative males. That's interesting. So this is the culture that we are about right now. Let's see here. I got this. Bill Clinton deported 12 million illegals, no protest. Obama deported 5 million and gave Tom Homan a medal for the deportation, no protest. Trump has only deported 1.5 so far. Hypocrisy at its finest. Well, again, that's forgotten history. People do tend to not mention that when they get into any discussion regarding this. But it's the overall culture of things that are going on right now. And I don't know how many weeks ago it was, but somebody called in and said, you know, within their lifetime, I don't know how old they were, said we could see another civil war. All right. All right, let's see here on this email. Social media culture, where the slow pace of rational thought, meaningful dialogue, and real-world logic are replaced with quick-hit, illogical, and irrational, self-serving, emotional outbursts. They have disrupted the masses into becoming judge, jury, and executioner. Okay, well, that's what's been happening on social media. Again, that is absolutely no surprise. No surprise at all. All right. Also, we have other news going on other than this is the GoFundMe, which, again, people have responded saying they use it, but they're using it less because of the scams and frauds. And it seems like many people are just going for the FundMe account for their life in general. From that email last hour, I don't think I kept it, but anyway. So again, but that's your choice. But always, and you've been, law enforcement has particularly said, look, just be a little smart regarding that. Okay, also here's something regarding, I guess, social media, emails. This is pretty amazing, and again, we'll find out if anything comes of this. There's more emails that came out from Fauci, and this is about the natural immunity. And in emails sent way back when, let's go to the phone line first. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. The Civil War. I actually was in an email group that someone said after that shooting in Minneapolis with Renee Good that this could be the trigger. And I asked them, is like, truly, what will people be fighting for? You know, who will fight for and against what? And I never got an answer. So I don't know when someone else brings it up. Is like, is it just if you hate Trump and you don't hate Trump? I mean, that seems like a crazy reason to have a civil war. But what would you think could possibly be a fight over? And what would people fight for and what would people fight against?
Well, I don't think this, they may say this is it's the particular issue of the ICE, but I don't think so. I think it's just a buildup of what we've seen across the country the last couple of years. Or more than that, you know, whether it's the riots in Seattle and Portland and other places, Los Angeles, burning down the cities, federal buildings and so forth. I think it's a culmination of many, many things, not just this. It's the issue of the moment, but it's not the overall issue.
Okay, then what is the overall issue?
I'm just saying it's a culmination of their dislike of American system.
Well, again, this is if you haven't dug into it at all, the fourth turning talks about that the generational changes brings us to this point where the institutions aren't really providing what they're supposed to, and there tends to be some changes in society to address those shortcomings. Whether it be violent or not is you know, a question. And obviously people talking about assassination and you know, civil war is like it kind of probably foments the whole thing. But the question I'm still lost at is, I mean, when you go back to our Civil War in the 1860s, I mean, there was a bunch of things that led up to it, and some of the core was slavery and states' rights, and the real thing was the South just saw their economic system and their, you know, they had general, the whites had general luxury where, because they were relying on the blacks for the physical labor. And when they, you know, when the, some of this, the, again, the federal politics came in and started pushing back against that, they just saw their whole way of life changing, and guess what? It did. And they were willing to fight for it. But whose way of life is changing that they're willing to fight? And who are they going to fight? Who's pushing what? I mean, that's what I don't see. So I'm curious.
Well, the South ended up fighting an army. And then the South, for the most part, didn't have an army. They were basically volunteers, the people coming together. So, I mean, we can't probably conceive of it in the modern world, of a group of people being financed by who knows what. We can always throw in Soros's name to be able to get weapons to fight against the authority.
Yeah, but again, what are they fighting for?
Well, like I said, it's a culmination of many things.
What do they hope to accomplish?
I don't know that.
Well, that's what I'm lost at. I mean, the South wanted to accomplish, they wanted to keep their way of life. I mean, is the way of life is protesting? I mean, is if you get paid to protest, are you in trouble because you, once you solve the problem, you have nothing to protest, kind of like our government and homelessness? I mean, I'm lost at who's going to fight for. I mean, if someone stops paying them, are they going to stop fighting? Are they all mercenaries? I just don't see it.
Well, those groups have leaders. They, and so the leaders then they will look up to the leaders, like the guy in New York City. He's going to create the utopia for them because he's in charge. And they will try to use the power from the government to take over, because people will be intimidated by the government and its forces. What I don't think is possible, maybe wrong, is do you think anybody in our military would take sides with those groups?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how base everything is. Meaning is, well, the military is paid by the federal government and the federal system, and if everyone just cares about money, then they'll probably wish to continue to be paid, and they'll fight for,
well,
you know, America and the status quo.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know, because I'm just kind of lost as to, and again, as I asked, you know, these people have said, oh, this might be the start of the Civil War, and I said, well, okay, who's going to fight for and what are they going to fight against? And you're saying, yeah, there's problems, and I totally agree with you, but I still don't see the what they hope to accomplish, right? I mean, overthrow the federal government? I mean, I don't see that happening.
Well, you know, when you talk about problems, and I know that this is a wide issue, but what are the problems? Are the problems being generated by the people who aren't content with the system that we live in? You know, we have, I've mentioned this for many years, we have the same groups of people that seem to have the same problems in society. And there's been millions of billions of dollars sent to help them. And yet they have the same problem. So who is creating the problem?
Right. Yeah, well, and the other side of it is the simple fact that, you know, I mean, you have we need to tax the rich to do what? To give more money to the poor, to do what? To, you know, become influencers on YouTube or take drugs or, I mean, what, again, is like, are people going to fight and kill each other over this? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, there definitely is income inequality and disparities in our society, and I guess one of the questions is how do you go about solving that?
You can't.
But, again, it's not like you pick up guns and start shooting each other. How's that going to help anything?
But you can't, you know, referring to what you just mentioned, you can't make everybody equal.
No, but you have to give them equal opportunity.
They have.
And the problem is the government is what's the right word? Enabling these people to not actually get up and get a job and become self-accomplished and actually, you know, get the fruits of their labor.
Right. So, you know, when you to me, and I tend to simplify things. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is the people themselves. Now, you and I both have some disagreements, a lot of disagreements with how the government operates. We know that. However, the system allows people a lot of freedom to be successful. And for whatever reason, a lot more people now that aren't being successful for whatever reason, and maybe, again, something you alluded to, the institutions or, you know, whatever, and they're angry. And so they want somebody to give them something for doing nothing. And they hope that by, you know, causing this problem, that they'll have somebody in the lead who will take that money from the rich and give it to them.
Yeah, well, that's you're very accurate. That's a very succinct explanation of what the problem is. And so then the question is, yeah, the problem is with the individuals that don't see a pathway. And is it the problem that there is no pathway, or that they choose not to see that pathway? Or is it just not there, right?
Well,
meaning it's not the institutions, it's just there is no way.
Well, the pathway is there because we see and hear about success stories all the time from people who came from nothing to be very successful in this country, or even from nothing to be average, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, and some of it, too, is the economic change in technology and the stole stuff with AI and social media. Is it has not been, you know, properly, accepted by society as the best way to do it. I mean, they're finally saying, let's get the cell phones out of kids' hands at school. And, like maybe they should actually learn something. So we shall see how it goes. But I'm still waiting to hear someone who's going to tell me what the Civil War is going to be over and what they're going to fight for and who's going to fight against.
Well, I'd like to know how these people would have the weapons, because, I mean, again, this is kind of a little sarcastic. I'm going to guess here that more conservatives and Republicans have weapons than the other side.
Yeah. Well, that was funny because at certain points that had increased a lot because of certain things. I think it was when Obama started doing things, and I forget what it was, or maybe it was Trump. But anyways, it's just like you think about just the concept of a militia and the historical, and that's one of the problems is people don't know their history. Why, you know, there was such a thing as a militia, and people were expected to have guns and to protect themselves, their families, and their country. So.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, you have a good day.
All right, and the government has been trying to take those rights away from us. For what reason? Oh, to save one. No. All right, on the text here, with regards to Civil War, you're looking to the wrong example if you're looking for motivation for the Second Civil War. Look at the Bolshevik October 1917 revolution. What is the motivation for the current insurrections? Greed, envy, resentment. Don't doubt that there are forces that would love to take advantage of useful idiots to destabilize our republic, to defeat us abroad. Yep. Alex used to warn us of that type of thing. All right, I'd love to take one more, but we're up against the clock. We do have to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Templeton CSD voted to keep part of its full-time 24/7 firefighter staff. CSD's current model of staff is funded in part by the SAFER grant from FEMA, but the CSD's application to renew the grant was denied in December 2025. The CSD then voted on Tuesday this week for a short-term solution to maintain two full-time engineers by downsizing the reserve firefighter program, resulting in a deficit this year of about $47,000. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, after receiving the highest honor in the 2026 Rose Parade, is now looking forward to its 2027 entry. Cal Poly universities are now accepting design ideas for the entry, and there is no limit to the number of entries an individual can submit. Submissions can be emailed to rosefloat.ccpp.edu. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with sunnies in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Brought to life in Davos, Switzerland, the Board of Peace.
This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created. And it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman. I was very honored when they asked me.
With world leaders signing on, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Board of Peace will be a board of action, ensuring the Gaza peace deal becomes enduring and serves an example for what's possible. President Trump had one last meeting on the sidelines of the Davos Economic Forum with Ukraine President Zelensky. Says it was a very good meeting, that Russia and Ukraine both want peace. He's now flying home. After also making peace over Greenland with the NATO chief, a framework of a deal for infinite U.S. access, calling off the tariffs against European objectors. Ryan Coogler's film Sinners leads Oscar nominations with 16. That's the most of all time. America's listening to Fox News.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, about a 54% chance of a little bit of that wet stuff this morning. Then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Clouds tonight. Overnight lows near 40. Sunshine along with some clouds throughout the day. Low 60s for your Friday. And as we head out to our weekend, Saturday, what can you expect? Well, you can expect some clouds and sunshine, low 60s. Cloudy, low 60s. Sunday, mid-60s. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:10 a.m., 5:20 p.m., and we are now at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices. Guntrust.org. Write this down. Family Protection Clinic, the free advanced estate planning seminar that includes defensive handgun training under time pressure. It's a special class at the Atascadero Chamber headquarters this Friday, tomorrow, the 23rd, from 9 until 1. All equipment provided, no firearms. Free pizza included, and again, this is from Protective Law, the free advanced estate planning seminar, again, including defensive handgun training under time pressure. That is tomorrow, 9 till 1, at the Atascadero Chamber headquarters, and you can go info@lawnews.tv for details and RSVP. Alrighty. Also, Sculptera Concerts, they want you to know that these are free. Concerts are free and take place 12:30 to 3:30 in the back garden. It's out there on Lanay Road. You can go to Sculptera.com. And coming up on 30th, John Millsap, guitarist and vocalist. And also, they have them on the 30th, Friday, the 31st, Saturday, Sunday, February 1st, Friday the 6th, and then February 7th as well, and the 8th. That's at least lined up for right now. So, enjoy. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Every day, they've got lunch. And on weekends, of course, brunch. And then Wednesday through Sunday, they've got delicious dinner for you. All righty, let's see here. What time do we have? It is 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. As we get closer to February, you know what that big day is on the 14th. All right, so do it. Do it while you can. Do it while you're thinking about it. Don't do it too late because you usually mess up. Hey, J.C. Marquez having a birthday. Charlie Montgomery. Connor McMaster. Lynette Harris. Gary Barker. Shane Peterson. Vicky Wells. Eric Izzo. Hey, Eric. James Thorpe. Sandy Fisher. And Benny Silva. That's your list of your local celebrities on my right-hand side. People you have heard of. Sir Francis Bacon, the philosopher, 1561, 1626. Lord Byron, the poet, 1788, 1824. Birth of a Nation. Kentucky guy, the film producer, D.W. Griffith, 1875, 1948. Also on the list, we have Ann Southern, 1909 and 2001, the actress. Let's see here. One of the great running backs of all time, Joe Perry, 1927, 2011. One of the greatest singers of all time, a man, Sam Cooke, 1931, 1964. Piper Laurie, the actress, 1932 to 2023. Always liked this guy. Bill Bixby, 1934, 1993. My favorite Martian, The Courtship of Eddie's Father, Incredible Hulk. Well, I've never saw that, but... Joseph Wambaugh, the novelist and PD officer, 1937, 2025. J.C. Tremblay, of course he has to be a hockey player, 1939. John Hurt, the actor, 1940, 2017. You Niner fans remember your head coach, George Seifert, 1940. And of course this has to be a hockey player as well. Serge Savard, 1946. Bob Stein, good linebacker with the Chiefs, 1948. Not a bad pitcher, Mike Caldwell, 1949. Radio star and Journey, Steve Perry, 1949. Brian Salter, DB, 1950. From Alabama, literally, the group, Teddy Gentry, 1952. Mike Bossy, he quite the Hockey Hall of Famer, 1957. The Exorcist, Linda Blair, 1959. Onward we go here, everybody's favorite hip-hop and producer, DJ Jazzy Jeff, 1965. Okay. Jennifer Spence, the actress, 1977. Christopher Masterson, the actor, 1980. And Caitlin Clark, the hoopster. She was born in 2002. Passing away on this day. One of the greatest baseball players of all time, and he still doesn't get enough recognition. Henry Aaron, Hank Aaron, Hammer and Hank. He died in 2021. Rose Kennedy, 1995. Lyndon Baines Johnson, President Johnson, died in 1973. Also passing away on this day was Gene Simmons, the Thornbirds, the actress. She died in 2010. Again, his birthday was yesterday, and today now he's listed on the dead list. Telly Savalas, 1994. And I believe that is it. Yes, that is it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, his voice is widely considered one of the greatest singers and most accomplished vocal artists of all time. His pure tenor voice was big, velvety, and expansive. He started out as a youngster singing with the Soul Stirrers, and he brought gospel music to a younger audience. And then, of course, he went on, much to the dissatisfaction of his dad, who was a minister. Dad wasn't crazy about him leaving the Soul Stirrers and doing this so-called pop or rock music. And his first major hit was You Send Me. And it went on from there. And he was quite brilliant in the studio, not only with writing, but also just the music, the way he did it. And also he was a very, very good businessman. He had some issues outside of that. But he influenced quite a few people, some of the biggest names in R&B ever. One and only Sam Cooke goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A closure of South River Road is scheduled for Wednesday, January 28th. The closure will be from Navajo to Creston Road, starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 4 p.m. Detours can be made along Niblick, Nickerson Drive, and Creston Road. The 2026 Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Festival will return Saturday, May 30th, featuring an all-star cast of 65 breweries from around the world. Tickets go on sale February 4th at 10 a.m., which can be purchased at firestonewalker.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning with peaks of sunshine later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Sam Cooke attended the same high school as Nat King Cole, and while he was singing in his father's church, he befriended fellow gospel singer and a neighbor of his who sang in a rival gospel group. His name was Lou Rawls. Really kind of a seedy story on how he was shot and killed in December of 1964. He was only 33, but his music lives on. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.